Think a minute. A pop song said, "People who need people are the luckiest people in the world." But to learn how to live happily and successfully with others, we must first unlearn our bad habits and ways with people. Sometimes we run away, rather than work through our differences. Like a child who's mad and says, "I'm going home. I'm not going to be your friend anymore." Our feelings get hurt. So we quit our job, end a friendship, even get a divorce. It's easier to go on than to grow up. But if you keep moving on from one relationship to another, you'll never have the rewards of close, lasting relationships. Many couples could be happier if they didn't use this payback or revenge mentality. But hurting the other person just makes things worse, not to mention the lasting pain and problems we put our kids through. We'd have much happier lives if we'd simply admit our faults and do what's needed in our marriage, parenting, and other relationships. So the first ingredient of successful relationships is communication. With no communication, you have no relationship. At the end of our life, some of our biggest regrets will be all the things we didn't say to the ones we love. We so often misunderstand and misread people. That's why we need to kindly tell each other how we really feel and not pretend everything's fine. The sooner we open up and honestly talk, the sooner we'll be happier and healthier. A second ingredient we need for strong relationships is acceptance. Can you honestly say to people, "I accept you just as you are"? You can make your own choices and mistakes, say what you really feel, and I'll still accept you, even if I don't approve of what you do or say. Do you have that kind of honest, unconditional love for others? The third ingredient we need for successful, mature relationships is forgiveness. Since we're human, we all hurt each other and need forgiveness many times. Yet we often fail to truly forgive others when they hurt us. That's why we need the only one who can. It's only with Jesus' love and power that we can forgive each day like that. So won't you ask Him to forgive you for all of your wrongs and hurts you've caused people? Ask Him to take control of your heart every day so you can begin to communicate, accept, and forgive others just as He has you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.